was 2 weeks before Christmas, and all throughout the Sanford Center, the Michigan Tech Huskies and the BSU Beavers, the rink they would enter. The two teams have met many a times before. They each wanted to add to the ledger another win more. The Huskies started the game with Logan Morrell looking for fame.
Zadarian up to the top. There back door tipped in right outside the blue paint. Logan Morrell gets Michigan Tech on the board.
That's kind of how you write it up, too, from the point down low and then cross ice to the back door, stick on the ice and into the back of the net.
Onto the second we went, with Tech showing their might for the first 5 minutes, pushing the BSU Beavers to their limits. But lo and behold, the Beavers got a break, as freshman Jackson Tanzer would capitalize on a mistake.
Puck tap free, Austin Jopie on a backhand, shovels it up the near side wall. Flamang looks for help, gets it into the middle with a shot, tries to go five, he scores! Boy, isn't that hockey. Unbelievable. Getting dominated for a five-minute stretch. Just chip it to center ice. Free Jackson Panzer, and he puts it in five-hole, and the Beavers tie it at one.
Total domination. And then you're just clearing the puck, and it turns into a two-on-one and a perfect feed by Flamang, backhanded right to Panzer to the backhand through the five-hole.
The two teams would be tied at one after two, neither team able to break through. To the third we went, still knotted at one. That's when Mitch Wolf was not to be outdone.
Beavers in the right corner, up to the point to Mitch Wolf. Wolf walks the blue line, shot, bar down and in. Beavers go up 2-1.
When in doubt, throw it towards the net. Mahala didn't see it. Out of traffic in front, hits the crossbar, goes down and into the net. And for the first time tonight, the Beavers have the lead.
To the last minutes of regulation we went. The Huskies pulling their goalie to tie the game their intent. And tie it they did, as Logan Morrell would score once again. After tying the game, he said amen.
So Darian comes in with a shot, that one's blocked. Goes to the left circle, a shot, fan knock. Back up to the top, Pietola. Sir Darian now with 43 seconds left. Backdoor, redirected, extra attacker goal for Michigan Tech. They've tied it at two with 39.7 seconds left. He was wide open on the back door. That was Morrell, his second of the night.
Yeah, you can't allow that, but you could just see it develop. Great patience at the point, letting that come open, and that passing lane just opened up perfectly.
Through 5 minutes of three-on-three hockey, things got quite rocky.
It's the left side wall, Parekh. Jutting, tied up there. Huskies have a 2-on-0. Huskies back the other way. Huskies with it. Between the circles, back door. Matias makes the save, and crashing through the far post, knocking it off of its pegs, was Kirkland Irie.
Still tied at two, we went to a shootout. One team would win, the other would pout. The first five shooters would fail to score. That left Adam Flamang to try to win it with a goal that would show the Huskies the door.
Adam Flamang, the attempt to win it. A right-handed shot with speed. Shoot, scores! Wow, just ripped the wrist shot over the left arm of Derek Mullahy, and Bemidji State wins it in the shootout.
What a shot, and a little bit of redemption in a way for the Beavers, who thought they were going to get away with 3 points, give up the late third period goal, but they get the extra point in the shootout, so 2 out of 3.
With a win and 2 points, the Beavers know this, that 3 more points tonight would be bliss. For sure, the Huskies have other intents to ensure that the Beavers have a tree with no presents. One last game before Christmas, and one more chance to earn points. We hope that this one never disappoints. The Corner Bar pregame show is in sight, and we wish you a great Beaver Hockey night.